you were lost at sea or just lost in general, what does it mean really to be lost? What does it mean? We can simplify it by saying, I don't know which direction to go in. And of course, I wouldn't care about a direction unless there was a connection between the idea of a direction and safety, warmth, comfort, strength. So in the simplest terms, the reason that a person wants a compass is because if they are lost, even though they are not where the needle points, they know that the place it points to awaits them. And in that knowledge, even though they may be standing in the cold in a storm, someplace dark, surrounded by whatever, in that knowledge, by the fact of it, the individual is granted a strength that someone else, not in that situation, wouldn't have. There lives in you both a compass and the home to which it points. They're inseparable. And whether you see it yet or not, whenever there's a disturbance, which is most of the time, and I might add parenthetically that just because you're in a pleasant conversation with somebody doesn't mean that there isn't a disturbance underneath waiting to appear the moment you exit that dialogue. That this compass and the direction that it points to inside of you is something that you are meant to have all the time. You've heard the idea of a spiritual anchor. It's a fact that if an individual does the interior work, now listen, because it's a bit of a paradox of seeing how every, a weather vane, you know, a weather vane on the top of a barn. Most of us don't know these things much anymore, but they used to have roosters or whatever. And when the wind would come, the vane would point so that the person always knew from which direction the wind came. And by the way, a lot of that had to do with during certain times of the year, the wind always came out of one direction. And when the wind would shift, they knew that the change was coming. You're not supposed to be a weather vane. That's weather, V-A-I-N. And I don't think that you can say there's a solution to the way in which one is blown about other than paying attention to that very small part of yourself as often as you can and as deeply as you can, and particular when it calls to you, so that you can place your attention consistently in this part of you that isn't just centered in the sense of, you know, being in quotes present or trying to be, but that is centered in a realization that the world inside of you is the world that you are meant to have insight to moment to moment to moment, so that you can't be drawn out into the exterior world without that gravity. Because as long as there's no center there, your center becomes whatever you become concentrated on as a result of what your mind picks up. Try to learn the difference. Try to see the difference. It is possible, it takes a very long time, but it is possible that every single moment of a human being's life is one and the same as the fulfillment of the purpose of their being. That's the aim. Only missing the mark and seeing that you've missed it and realizing the inherent pain in missing it begins to prove to a person what they must do with their attention. Because if it is possible, which it is, for a person to increasingly spend their time in the world within themselves that effortlessly is utilizing everything that's given to one from the outside world, if that's possible, that they're not moved from pillar to post by every vagrant thought, and in doing so they fulfill the purpose of their existence, then that would be the same as being content moment to moment to moment, regardless of the content of the world outside of you. To me, that sounds like a formula for success. I hope it does to you too.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.